And so what I would subscribe to and I would encourage you is that if we hold the incarnation and exaltation of Jesus, we have everything that we need for a robust and biblical missional theology. It is in the incarnation of Jesus that we have our example of humility, of how to suffer, of how to love our enemies, of how to overcome temptation. But it is through the death, burial, resurrection, and exaltation of Jesus that we have our authority to call all people everywhere to repent, to tell them that there is no God but Jesus, there is no way but Jesus, and there is no one but Jesus who is worthy of adoration and praise and worship and glory, and He is Lord, King, Judge, and Ruler, and it's all about Him. And so what happens otherwise is if we only hold to the exaltation of Jesus, we become triumphant, arrogant jerks as we are on His mission, because we don't act like He did during His incarnation. But if we only hold an incarnational Christology, we will love people and serve them and feed them and have community and suffer well and be tempted, but we will never call them to repentance, because we will lack the authority of the exalted Christ who commands all men everywhere to repent. And so the key is to have both. The humility of the example of Jesus in His incarnation and the authority of Jesus in His exalted state returned to glory. And on that, it is exceedingly important regarding Christology that we have a clear picture of Jesus in our mind that is more than a humble, marginalized Galilean peasant in a dress with feathered hair who got beat up while wearing sandals, driving a cabriolet, rocking out to pop teenage chick music, drinking decaf, talking about his feelings. We need to have a bigger Jesus than that guy. And so in addition to the Gospels, we must add for our Christology the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is not about the rapture and the Antichrist and the beast and the false prophet and having a scanner on your head so the Antichrist can run you over the barcode at the supermarket. That's not what the book is about. It tells us at the beginning of Revelation that the book is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The point of the book of Revelation is that it is a book of Christology. It's a book about Jesus. Like every book of the Bible, it is a book about Jesus. And so in addition to the Gospels, which give us our incarnational Christology, we also need to spend good amounts of time in Revelation looking at the exalted Christ, the exaltation of Jesus Christ. And the book breaks down into heavenly scenes and earthly scenes, and everybody fights about the earthly scenes, and the most important scenes are the heavenly scenes. And what is the piece of furniture that predominates the heavenly scenes in the book of Revelation? The throne. It's all about the throne. All worship, adoration, and praise goes to the throne. All authority, truth, and judgment comes from the throne. Over all peoples, tribes, nations, languages, tongues, cultures, sexualities, genders, perspectives. That's the Lord Jesus in His exalted state. And He is the one who sits on that throne. And so one of my favorite pictures of Jesus is not just in the Gospels, though I go there for my example. It is also going to Revelation 19 for my authority. And there we see Jesus Christ in all of His glory, where He has, and this will offend some of you, a tattoo down His leg. He is all tattooed up. And it says what? King of kings, Lord of lords. He is wearing what color? White. And what is He going to do? Declare war on those who do not repent of sin and trust in Him. That is a Jesus with authority. That is a Jesus who rules and reigns over all nations and creation. That is the ultimate fighter, Jesus. I love that one. That's a guy I cannot beat up, and so I can sing songs to him without feeling moderately gay. I like that. And the fact that He's wearing white, I don't know about you, I grew up in the hood behind a strip club. My dad was a union drywaller. I was a bit of a brawler. And anytime you show up for a fight and the other guy's wearing all white, he's pretty confident how that fight is going to go.